Round three of the high school football playoffs tonight, and your live coverage of Lumen Christi Schoolcraft on WKHM around the world, WKHM.com. And Coach Herb Brogan joins us. We got through on the special Herb Brogan phone system. That's the greatest system. I got to get that, Herb, for Christmas, I guess.
I don't know how many of them are left, Greg.
It's the phone that doesn't ring. I love that. You've been doing this a long time. You still get nerved up for a game like this, don't you?
Oh, of course you do. My wife at home says the same thing. You know, we'll be sitting there and she'll say, I can tell you're thinking about the game. Yeah. I said something yesterday, I said, you play during the season. I think we told this to the kids last night. And you got a big game with Western or Coldwater or Marshall. And the difference is if you lose that game, you're still going to be eligible for the playoffs. The difference is now you lose a ball game, your season's over. So it just puts added pressure on everybody.
Yeah, you got a lot of great seniors that they certainly don't want it to end tonight.
No, they don't. The more effort that you put into something, the more important it is to you, and the more it stings if you do put up. So I expect a great effort from our kids.
Herb, this is a good team you play tonight. Now, it may not be the best team you play all year, but they certainly are the most explosive. They've scored, 544 points.
Well, I think they've got the best collection of skilled kids that we've seen all year long. And they've got a mix. They got a quarterback that throws it really well, but he runs all over the field. You put pressure on him, he escapes, and when he escapes, he makes big plays downfield. They got the Clark kid at tailback, who's a finalist in the top 10 for player of the year, so you know that he's the real deal. Number three in the slot's really slippery, and he's very difficult to tackle in space. And then they've got a 6'5 kid, that they like to throw the fades to. So they've got a really good mix of skill kids, different types of bodies and the like, and kids that are just really difficult to tackle in space.
After I talked to you the other day, you even had me dreaming of contain. You got to really contain that offense, don't you? And I guess try to funnel them into the middle of the field.
Yeah, you don't want the quarterback running around to the outside, and he's escaped outside against everybody that we've seen on film. So, our defensive end's got a big responsibility. If we get some pressure up the middle, if we can keep him contained there, we're going to be in great shape. But if he escapes outside, I've seen four or five touchdown passes he's thrown. He's not just escaping and running the ball. He's escaping and he's looking to throw, and mm-hmm. he makes big plays.
Yeah, and like you said, a lot of skill on offense, and defensively, you can score on them certainly, but they're still good, and a lot of those kids are going both ways.
They are, but we've had a number of kids doing that do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think conditioning can play a role, but it's not mid August, so the conditions are a little bit easier on everybody. We're certainly expect our kids on the front to play well on both sides of the ball, and I think they're going to probably struggle with our offensive line as most teams have this year. So, you got to kind of try to keep the ball out of their hands, which means you've got to put drives together, which means you can't fumble the ball or turn it over with dumb penalties and the like, because every time they've got the ball in their hand, they got the potential to score.
Yeah. Cold weather, good for the running game?
Well, I would hope so. I don't think it's going to be cold enough to play a major role. It certainly would have been a couple of days ago. But cold weather is not going to be our enemy, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. How about these eight teams left in Division 7, Herb? That is quite a field.
It is. I've seen most of them. That game with PW and New Lothrop is going to be a dandy. All of our guys that have seen both of them probably favor New Lothrop, but again, with these weather conditions, who knows? I've seen Traverse City, St. Francis, and that's about what you would expect. And I've seen Loyola, a big, strong, power running team.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of teams that are left that are capable of winning the whole thing.
Yeah. What's the key for you guys tonight? Just mistake-free football?
I mean, I think, Greg, you get to this point, you know, everybody talks about cliches, but cliches are cliches for a reason, and it's because they speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we can't have any bonehead penalties, and we've got to protect the football, can't put it on the ground. We have to, you know, like we talked about, keep their quarterback inside and do our best to limit the Clark kid at tailback. But you've just got to play well. At this point, you know, it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy at this point. So just got to go out and play as well as you can and hope things fall in place for you.
Well, you live for these matchups, don't you?
I already told the kids that the other night. We said, this is a reason that you're wearing those gold helmets. You know, the games like this are what you come to school here for. And so we're excited to play it.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Herb Brogan. Your live coverage tonight of Lumen Christi Schoolcraft, WKHM, and, of course, WKHM.com.